This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome and happy Father's Day to all of you dads listening this morning. The roses are beginning to bloom, and traditionally Father's Day is a time where there is a lot of color. So if you're visiting your local nursery, you may think about buying Dad some rose bushes for either a garden or if you have a split rail fence. I know one year we did that for my dad, and he loved it. We bought him a dozen red Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E, climbing roses, and within a three-year period, boy, the split rail fence across the front of the house looked wonderful. But along with planting roses, you have problems. And to tell you how to cope with the problems of roses, I've asked Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company to join us this morning and to tell us how we can take care of our roses without spending a lot of time in the garden. Ken, welcome and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your Garden Club members. And for me also, happy Father's Day to all your Garden Club fathers. And while we might be talking about some great gardening tips today, hopefully today at least, fathers can delegate this work to their other people in their family to take care of for them.
Exactly. One day a year, the dad becomes the foreman, and the children will do some of the work with some luck.
Paul, now, I know about your red blaze rose, because I had a couple of them in New York when I lived there. It's a beautiful climbing rose. And also, I found that it was incredibly easy to take care of insect pests on that rose and other roses as well, and to take care of disease pests as well with the drench product that Bayer Advance makes called All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It was a simple situation for me of mixing up the chemical, 2 ounces in a quart of water, applying it to the base of the rose bush, and letting the roots of the rose pick up the chemical, the insecticide, and the fungicide, and the fertilizer too, and spreading it throughout the whole plant. And that is a beautiful rose, and it's so easy to take care of all those pests that way.
Yeah, and it's nice when you have a product like what Bayer has developed with this all-in-one, because it not only takes care of diseases and and insects, it also feeds it at the same time. So you're doing three different jobs in the garden with one product, and you really can't beat that. And it's a product that you don't have to do every week, right? It's
right.
Something that has lasting power.
Yeah, and as you know, diseases especially will be relentless. Black spot on this part of the country, powdery mildew on the West Coast especially, are there all the time, 24/7. And this is a product that you apply to your roses, and it lasts for 6 weeks. For me, Paul, while I love my roses and I love everything about gardening in my yard, it buys me time. I make an application, and, you know, frankly, my wife can tell me something else to do, and I have time to do it without having to worry about dragging out the pump sprayer every week or every 2 weeks and having to spray the roses.
Yeah, and the thing that I like about it is it's a systemic product that will go inside the plant, and if you get into a rainy spell, you don't have to worry about it washing off and then reapplying it before the six-week period is over.
You're exactly right. In fact, rainy periods help it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. One thing that I still find myself having to do for my roses is that on a weekly basis, I do have to go out and water them. Some people have irrigation systems. I don't have irrigation system for my roses. I have to go out and water them. And when it gets hot and dry, you have to go water them. And it works with all the watering I do. It works very, very well. I really do not have to worry about being out there and swatting the Japanese beetles or worrying about the aphids or the thrips that are on my plants, but especially the black spot. And when it gets down to 6 weeks, because you make an application and you wait 6 weeks and you have to make a second application after 6 weeks, when it gets to 6 weeks, you can start seeing a little bit of chlorosis on the lower leaves, and you kind of know, okay, the fungicide's wearing out, it's time to make a second application, and then we're back in control again.
Now, you said a key word, and I don't think you realize that you said it. When you start to see some yellowing on the lower part of your rose bush, it's a signal that the products that you've put down are beginning to wear out.
Yep.
So your fertilizer, your insecticide, and your fungicide, the plant is telling you, hey, it's time for another application, right?
Again, yes, and you know, again, because black spot especially is there all the time, and it's going to be attacking your rose plant all the time. I read somewhere just this past week that under the conditions that we've been having here, you know, warm weather, high humidity, we've had rain through our area from Tropical Storm Colin that came through, and some of the rainstorms that have been coming through after the tropical storm. These are just the absolutely best conditions for black spot. You know, splashing water on the rose plant is perfect for the development of black spot. Whenever you do water your roses, you shouldn't water from overhead. You should water from the ground and not splash on the roses. But I read that you could have spores that land on the leaf and infect in one day, and you can start seeing symptoms in 4 to 5 days.
Wow.
Under the conditions we have now. Now, that's not all the time, but under the right conditions, it can be that fast. You can't procrastinate.
Wow. So having a systemic is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because it will give you a hidden shield that will keep problems away. And, you know, as we get closer and closer to July, the Japanese beetles are going to return, so we've got to get our plants ready for the invasion of those beetles. Will the same product work for them, Ken?
Yes, Paul. And by the way, the Japanese beetle invasion is already here in North Carolina, so I imagine you're just a week or two behind.
Yep.
but yes, it will. This is a pest, as you well know, that loves to feed on a wide variety of ornamental plants, and including roses. But then this is also a pest that the female mates, she looks for a place to lay her eggs, and she doesn't lay them in our rose bushes. She lays them out in the middle of our lawn and causes another problem that we have to worry about later in the summer for our grubs in the lawn. This is a pest that has really, really, really gotten under my nerves.
And I know what you mean, because this past winter, when the snow melted here, I would say that a third of my front lawn is all dead. And voles running through it, and I started to dig in a couple places with a pitchfork, and the ground is covered below the surface with Japanese beetle grubs, so that they ate all of the roots of the plants.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you do, Ken, when you have that problem? And you're trying to grow roses, and they're laying eggs in your lawn. What would you recommend that we do? You know, we talked about using the all-in-one rose and flower care for the roses, but what about the lawn? What should we do there?
Well, in the lawn, you can do something that's tested by professionals for many, many years, and you make a preventative treatment, preventative insecticide treatment that controls grubs. We make two products, season-long grub control for lawns. It's a spray or a granule that you apply. Provides control for 3 to 4 months, which is all the time that you need to control your grubs in the course of the summer. Or a product called Complete Insect Control for soil and turf, which is a mixture of a pyrethroid to control above-ground pests and a chemical to control grubs underground.
Okay.
One application is...
We'll take a quick break, Ken, and we'll come back. We'll talk more. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is natural, alternative, organic mosquito, flea, and tick control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941. naturalalternative.com. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337, Evergard.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wally, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wally's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski about how to take care of roses and the Japanese beetles in your lawn. And one thing that Ken told me many, many years ago was that the Japanese beetles only eat grass. They won't eat your dandelions. They won't eat your clover or any of your weeds. Yeah. They only want the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they took out some weeds. Wouldn't that be nice? they like to feed on the roots of turf, and they also feed on organic matter in the soil as well. A lot of times when we do our grub testing, which is usually done in throughout the year, but then the reading is done in October, we see a lot of dirt, organic matter in the gut of the Japanese beetle grubs, but they do a very, very, very good job of eating roots of turf grasses, and it's a source of it's a source of food for them, also a source of moisture. But in the process, it clips the roots. The grass can't grow back fast enough for the feeding damage they cause, especially when they get to be the third instar, the biggest stage before they go into the wintertime. And you get a situation where when it's hot and dry, the grass dries out. And your situation where you noticed it in the springtime, Paul, in your yard, could be something that happens that people see in August or September in the dog days of summer. One application of a preventative grub material now is all it takes. That's all you need to do. One application of complete insect control now or season-long grub control now, and you will take care of those larvae, those grubs of Japanese beetles, plus the other grub species we have. There's a lot of night-flying beetles that have grubs as their larval stage, and they feed on in the soil just like Japanese beetles do, and it takes care of all of them. One application. So, I mean, we talked about roses having to reapply every 6 weeks. This is one time only.
Now, the other thing that's I think with these two turf products that we've been talking about, a lot of talk about ticks and how that one in three person bitten by a tick could come down with Lyme disease. So this is a product that will take care of fleas that could get onto your pets and ticks that could be brought into the house and create a problem for the whole family.
Absolutely. Complete insect control is one that we developed years ago, and it is one that works on surface pests. It's especially good on fleas and ticks and other surface pests that you might have, a sod webworm in the summertime. It'll take that one out as well. But it, besides taking care of grubs, it takes care of those nuisance pests. And I find myself spraying the yard with Complete for grubs and also spraying the areas, the natural areas, where my wife and I enjoy and we take care of, so that we don't, when we go in there and do weeding or planting, we don't pick up any ticks and bring them into the house as well.
That's wonderful. Now, once you've put the product down, like right now they're forecasting a week of no rain, should the homeowner irrigate to change the granular product to a liquid so that it can get into the soil?
You don't have to. That's a very good question. And in fact, I had that question with a couple of salespeople this week. We did a study at Ohio State, maybe 10 years ago, and found out that if you make an application, especially with a granule, the surface pest control works immediately, like it's supposed to. But after a week, when they did get rain, is when the product went into the soil and started working on grubs. I would tell people leave the product on the ground for at least a few hours, so that you can control the surface pest that you want to control as well. You got a product that does two things. Let it do two things. But then after a few hours, if you have the opportunity to irrigate it in. But if you're relying on Mother Nature to provide water, and it was to go a week, not a problem for the grub control. But the grub control won't start until we get some rain and we move it into the soil to start controlling grubs.
Well, there's always something going on, isn't there, Ken?
Yes, there is. But not for me today, Paul. It's Father's Day.
That's right. Well, Ken, you have a great Father's Day. We appreciate all the information and all of the tips that will help people to do it once, and that's it for the whole year. Happy Father's Day.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Father's Day to all you dads. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Caroline calling in from... Sorry, I gotta check my piece of paper here. New Hampshire, with a question about azaleas.
Okay, Caroline, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your azaleas?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I went out and cleaned all my azaleas before the time for blooming, got all the leaves out, and they looked beautiful. And they bloomed fantastic, and I just was looking at them in the garden about a week ago, and I noticed this horrible growth on them. And I was beside myself. I called up on the internet and found out, well, at least it said it's a gall. And
right.
That, you know, that it's not destructive, but it is destructive. It's, it, you know, when you try, it's just pull them off. When you pull them off, you're taking your leaves off.
Right. It's due to the type of weather. And what it does is it will take a nice, thin, smooth leaf. It will curl it, and it will develop a pink callus on the foliage. And I'll tell you, the time that you spend removing all of those pink twisted leaves is going to repay you tenfold, because that growth, that callus-type growth, that's got a pinky tinge to it, is full of spores for next year.
Oh.
And if you don't get them out, it's going to mature. That callus material will break open, and it will release in the air spores that will sit on your foliage for next year. Now, it's more common when we have a cool spring and we have moisture. And this year, we had plenty of cool temperature, and we did have some rain and snow, so it is common. Now, it will not kill your plant. So what you do is get a container of some sort, pick them all off, or you can take scissors and cut the leaf off, and then feed them with some Holytone, and the fertilizer will encourage some new growth to develop to replace the infected leaves. You don't have to spray it, but you got to get those misshapen, pink-colored leaves off of your plant.
I have 40 of them, 40 azaleas, and I would say at least 30 of them are infected.
Wow.
Yeah. I was beside myself. Like I said, I've been picking them off, and it looks to me like it's continuing. I mean, when will it stop?
Okay. Are you using overhead irrigation on them now?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all.
No.
Well, I know when I wake up in the morning here in Maine, we're in the 50s, and that's the type of weather that stimulates that particular disease.
Yeah, and it's been cool. Yeah, it's cool at nighttime. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would just go through and, you know, every day take four or five of them and clean them, feed them, and then do a few more until you get them all clean.
Yeah.
And
I spent a whole day with a plastic bag, you know, putting them in the bag. I knew that, you know, I wouldn't want them on the ground. And I think I got 10 of them done. It took me almost all day to get 10 of them done.
Yeah,
it was that bad. And,
yeah,
and like I said, it takes the leaves off. I was so worried that I was going to lose these guys.
I know exactly what you mean. I used to have a nursery in Maine, and we had a year like this, and certain varieties. I went out one day because we were feeding the azaleas after they bloom to help them make some new growth, and started noticing that. And I just got all my help together, and I said, what I want you to do is just take a trash barrel with you, pick up a plant, pull them all off, dump them in the trash. And then what we did is we used a good fungicide on it. And a good one to use is called Agrifos.
Agrifos?
Yep, it's spelled Agrifos. And there's a new organic fungicide, and it's called BioSafe Disease Control. And it's totally organic, and it will take care of the leaf blight, powdery mildew, downy mildew, which is a fungus that hits impatiens and tomato plants. And it works very, very well, and it's totally organic, but it's BioSafe Disease Control.
I noticed last year I had powdery mildew all over my phlox, and it was horrible to control. I just couldn't believe it.
Well, the thing that you want to do on your tall phlox that get powdery mildew, on hollyhocks that get rust, which are like little blisters underneath the leaf, and when they burst, they produce kind of a rusty spore material that will blow in the air and infect other leaves on the plants. But being that you had that problem last year, I would start treating them now before the problem arrives, and that way you can build up the immunity inside the plant so that when it does appear, because usually powdery mildew will start to become a problem when we get 80s and 90s on a regular basis. In New England, we haven't had 80s and 90s on a regular basis to speak of. We've had a day here and a day there. But I would either get the Agrifos or the BioSafe Disease Control, and I would spray it on your tall phlox, on your hollyhocks. Zinnias will also get powdery mildew. Your roses will get powdery mildew. So use those products right now. Even though the problem didn't start, it's going to in the next few weeks. And this way you can either prevent it from getting into your garden or at least minimize the amount of damage.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now. Daniel, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rose from New Hampshire with a question about mothballs in the garden.
Okay. Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes, thank you so much, Paul. And I've been following you for years. And I've spoken to you personally many times when you've spoken to garden clubs all over. I've belonged to garden clubs my whole life, and I've always spoken to you, and you've always had a tip for me, and I always shared with you. So that's why I'm calling in today, to share with you, because I get really scared when people don't get the full story on using things in the garden that might be that are toxic or might be detrimental to them.
Right.
Like the lady that called in today and you suggested mothballs. I mean, I would never consider using mothballs in my house or in my garden. They're just such a toxic pesticide, dangerous to humans and animal health. And if one would just read the directions on the box, I know they're there for their own protection, but call there is a center that you can call to inquire about it, but in some places, you know, it's even considered illegal, but I won't get into that. But I'm really fearful about those two harmful chemicals that are in mothballs. One is naphthalene, and the other one is called, because I really avoid all these dangerous neurotoxins, is paradichlorobenzene. And they are severe neurotoxins, and I believe it's called the National Pesticide Information Center that you can call, and they can tell you all the dangerous side effects and that can result, including seizures and all kinds of neurological damage, and milder things too, like nausea and diarrhea. But I wouldn't want those anywhere inside or in my yard at all. And I even have a personal friend who died, and I believe it was because she used mothballs. I know she used them in the house every year. And once I even, actually two or three times, I would help her with all her Christmas stuff with a friend of mine, also
right.
from New Hampshire, and she would store all her Christmas stuff in mothballs. And so we were even exposed to the mothballs when we helped her for a few years. And I started getting really, really severe problems, and so did my friend Deb, and it was horrible. And she eventually died, and developed so many problems, like the previously I just mentioned, and I just can't say enough. What I have never had severe problems, because what I choose to do is I've always gardened organically, but I would first mention the natural things that you can use, and like to start with something like scent repellents, you know, simple things. I've studied herbs a lot, so I would try simple things like
garlic or capsicum first, you know, which is the red pepper.
Right.
And then there are such things as taste repellents. Well, the hot pepper is a taste repellent.
Right.
And they will discourage all small mammals from munching on the garden. And then I have, first and foremost, I use natural plants. Like I always have columbine in my garden and foxglove, and you have to be careful of that too because that can be poisonous to kids and pets and livestock. But I don't have kids around, you know, so, but you have to be careful. But I always start with the natural plants, and I always have echinacea in my garden. And before I even, well, I've always had those things, but then you can try scare tactics, and most people I know would, you know, start with those things, because I used to work at a garden center, and those are the easiest that, you know, easiest for people to buy a plastic owl or these rubber snakes, or even use pythons from their house, which isn't
right.
Cost them anything.
And they work very, very well also. Thank you. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club, and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I hope you get pampered today. You only get one day of that. Rest of the time, we're working like crazy to keep the family fed and the bills paid. Today's the day that Dad gets pampered. And if your dad is far away, don't forget to give him a call. And the busiest time on the phone is between 11 and 3. So if you're going to call, either call before or call after, otherwise you may end up with lines that are tied up. I was noticing in my garden that some little caterpillars are beginning to feed on the foliage of some of my plants. And I want to try and keep it as much organic as possible. So I use the Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew. And this is a really good product. It will take care of all of your chewing insects. It will take care of caterpillars and beetles. It will also take care of spider mite and borers. And you can use it in the vegetable garden, on berries, on trees if you have tent caterpillar, on shrubbery that are being eaten, and also on fruit trees. So it's a good product. It's made right here in the United States by Bonide Lawn and Garden. And you can find it at a nursery, garden center, feed and grain store. But if you want to stay organic and you want to take care of chewing insects, get Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew. And the active bacteria is called spinosad. And works incredible. So give it a try. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Daryl from Vermont with a question about blueberries.
Daryl, welcome and happy Father's Day to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Planting around a house.
Okay.
But all kind of beautiful flowers and stuff, and you look at them and you work on them all summer. But thinking along the idea of putting blueberries instead, you got spring flowers that are, you know, the white flowers are beautiful. You got blueberries during the season, and then they turn red in the fall, and just seems like a pretty plant. Trouble mm-hmm. is, there's seems to be like dozens of blueberries that you can choose from.
Right, and part of the reason for that is going to depend on what you want, because you can buy varieties that are going to stay around 3 feet in height. You're going to find varieties that will get 6 feet in height, and then they're also broken up by early, mid-season, and late. And that's what I would recommend would be a choice, so that you don't have all your blueberries coming in at the same time, and you can only eat so many, and if you're limited on freezer space, so if you get some that are early, some that are mid-season, some that are later, you'll have blueberries for a much longer period, and use them as they become available and ripen, and that way you're not packing them away in your freezer because the season is all done.
Do you have any actual cultivars that you're familiar with that grow well in this area?
Well, what you want to do is you want to try and select varieties that will grow for the Northeast, varieties that will take temperatures like 20 below zero. So when you're looking at the catalog, you want that particular thing very noticeable. It will say zones on them. And in New England, New York State, Pennsylvania, we are anywheres from a zone 5 to a zone 3. And you want varieties that are labeled for that area. So if you got a variety that, say, is for a zone 7, that would be the Carolinas, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, in there. But choose your plants to the height that you want, the seasons that you want, and the hardiness that you want. And then look them up on the internet.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.